Tuesday's municipal elections in Connecticut fit a national pattern where reliably Republican suburbs have been won by Democrats. That's according to a UConn political analyst. WSHU's Abong Udama reports.
On Tuesday, some reliably moderate Republican Connecticut suburbs like Farmington, Glastonbury, Southington, and Trumbull saw Democrats making gains. UConn political scientist Ron Shuren believes this is because many people disheartened by Republican President Donald Trump are getting involved in local politics.
In some towns, including the one that I'm in, Mansfield, you get new generations of people getting involved, and that is good not only for the Democratic Party in this case, but good for the overall political process.
Shuren says despite outgoing Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy's low job approval numbers, Tuesday's result should be a caution for Republicans in next year's gubernatorial race.
The Republicans may still do well, but they've got their work cut out for them. The local races are indeed local races, and in many cases there are local issues. But overall, when you see a trend toward the Democrats, that's got to give the Republicans something to think about.
Going into next year's election, Connecticut Republicans are tied 18-18 with Democrats in the state Senate and are 7 seats shy of the majority in the state House of Representatives. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.